The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector, and in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hello, this is The Property Pod. My name is Suren Naidu, and on this MoneyWeb podcast show, we chat to leading executives and developers in South Africa's property sector. On this episode, we are joined by Vivian Reddy, the developer behind the Ocean Zamshlanga mega project. Reddy is also a power, property, and gaming industry magnate and philanthropist. Reddy is one of the joint venture partners in the ambitious multi-billion rand project, which is in the spotlight this week with the opening of the Radisson Hotel component. Besides leading Afrizan KZN, Sun International's BE partners on the Sibaya Casino Complex north of Durban, he has been involved with several property developments across the province. These include the Casino and Regional Mall in Newcastle in northern KZN, and more recently a retail development in Kwadukuza. He is speaking to us today on Ocean Zamshlanga and what's next. Welcome to the Property Pod, Vivian.
Suren, it's great to be on Property Pod, and I hope we're going to share some very exciting discussions about this world-class project. And we just out of a very, very successful opening function, and we're looking forward to the Radisson Blu being the first in KZN, which is a 207-key hotel, and with the towers cost us R1 billion, and all indications are that the position and the quality of the product is going to make this a world-class offering to the people of KwaZulu-Natal.
Just a little bit of context, the Ocean Zamshlanga development, when was it launched? Obviously, COVID came in and delayed, and there were also some construction issues with the contractors, but that's all past now. What we want to know is maybe give us an update on the overall project. You're talking 3 to 4 billion. I don't know. Is it higher than that? And the different components and why you decided to launch this development together with your joint venture partner.
Yes, absolutely. What has happened, Suren, the project is 4.5 billion rand, one of the biggest mixed-use developments here in South Africa. In fact, to even start the project, we bought this massive piece of land, the last piece of available land. We had to remove a country club. We had to relocate a telecom, a post office, the main water pipe for Zamshlanga, the Vodacom exchange, plus the council offices, and remove 45,000 truckloads of sand. And before we even laid the first brick, it cost us 180 million rand to perfect the site. And it's really a great investment. And the project consists of a 36,000 square meter mall, the hotel, and another 500 apartments. And the project is actually going ahead. We've had issues in the past where contractors, two of them went to liquidation, one went to business rescue, and there were problems getting another contractor accepted. And then we had all the problems of COVID, and then we had the uprising in KwaZulu-Natal that caused delay. But despite all that, we are going ahead. We never ever give up. We're moving ahead. The hotel has been open. The mall itself, a 1.3 billion rand mall, which is a very high-end mall. We got our own Diamond Walk with all the international brands. We've got the likes of Checkers and Woolworths anchoring it, and many of the pharmaceutical companies. And that mall is already 95% let. And we got some of the best restaurants in South Africa, like Signature, in the mall. And we bring a whole level of excitement to Zamshlanga Rocks.
I know the mall is set to open around October, but let's get to that in a minute. With the Radisson Hotel, you talked about it being an international brand. Give us some insight into what's offered there with, I know it's 5-star, but some of the elements, because KZN has had a history of trying to get international brands to come in, and you didn't have many international brands coming in ahead of the World Cup. And now you have this development coming in just after COVID.
Radisson Blu, why we chose Radisson Blu? Now, Radisson Blu is the second largest hotel group in the world, 3,600 hotels. They have 65 hotels in the whole of Africa. And we thought it was the ideal fix, and they themselves are very excited. They don't have a presence in KwaZulu-Natal. And the Chinese now own the Radisson Blu brand. And we get Chinese visitors, business people, and tourists come from China, and it's become a known brand. And Radisson believes from the market research it will be a well-sold sought after venue. So the Radisson fit is ideal for Umhlanga, but more importantly is the location of the site. It's going to be linked to the mall, and it's only 3 minutes walk to the ocean. And Lower Umhlanga Rocks has become a tourism paradise, and we believe we'll be able to get a lot of business from the tourism sector.
But the actual hotel, you have a residential element in two separate towers that will come up in the broader oceans development. But with the hotel, I understand it also has apartments above and some other plans that were kept secret pretty much because, you have a couple of things up your sleeve there.
Yes, absolutely, Siren. Let me tell you, we've got 95 suites. We're calling them the Radisson Hotel, the suites for long-term buyers. Some people have bought it and they'll be putting it into a rental pool, but it's for long-term usage. But the real top secret that we've kept on the 28th floor of the hotel and the hotel apartment is going to be 2 600 square meter presidential suites, the biggest presidential suites here, overlooking the whole of Umhlanga Rocks in Durban. And it's going to be a very expensive suite. But we think, given the experiences like the Oyster Box and the Beverly Hills Hotel, our competitor's neighbor, and the rate at which they sell the presidential suites, and it's it's in big demand. We are very, very excited about that.
In terms of keys, how many keys? And you said the actual hotel is what, around 600 million itself investment?
The hotel costs us 650 million rand. It's 207 keys. It's got a conference venue of 600 that can be configured into 3x200. And we've got 5 meeting rooms. And we also have the Fire Lake restaurant with a massive pool area, because being in Umhlanga Rocks, you want to enjoy the ocean. So when you are around the pool, you're right facing the ocean. And we think there's going to be a very big demand for the usage of that. When people might be thinking, your listeners might be thinking, how come we got such a big conference center and we got COVID, and everyone knows that conferencing has been tremendously cut down? The reality is that this project was designed pre-COVID, and we have decided that we're going to go ahead with it. It was already built, and the focus is going to be on weddings, because weddings are very big. I'm involved with Sibaya Casino. We are booked out 2 years for weddings. So we're turning that into an exciting wedding venue, and we believe we've already got 30 bookings since our opening.
The next phase that will open is Oceans Mall. I know when it was launched, the overall development, there were talk about various international brands. You have highlighted some of the components like Signature Restaurant and other tenants, and it being 95% let. Do you want to give us a taste of some of the other international brands coming in? And before you start, I know there was also talk of some sort of snow park. Is that also still part of the plans?
We originally planned for a snow park, but when COVID hit us, we replanned the whole snow park. That area for the snow park is now going to be a big entertainment area. We just thought that it's going to be a long time before people start, you know, with snow, and if COVID comes again, and I think, you know, the old fear of people interacting too closely. Now, on the international brands, I'm not at liberty to tell you all the brands, the name the brands as yet, but what I could say that if you look at Diamond Walk in Sandton City, we've got 80% of all the shops that are in Diamond Walk in the Oceans project. And it's something like about 2,500 square meters of international brands. They're the biggest brands in the country. We've had the CEOs of those brands come down. They're very excited about Durban. And Johnny, this brand, you talked about the restaurants like Signature. We've got other restaurants like Tiger's Milk and Olive and Oil, which is a household name in KwaZulu-Natal. We've also got some very, very big surprises in restaurant names that didn't want us to name them. But in total, we have 24 restaurants in that area. And we've got a piazza where you're going to have entertainment. And checkers is going to have one of the best quality checkers. I keep teasing the chief operating officer of Checkers, and I told him that nothing less than a Harrods, replica of Harrods, will go in Umhlanga Road. He didn't say no, and I know they're spending a lot of money. There's Woolworths. And what is also unique about this mall is that the way it's designed, it's very user-friendly. Lots of interaction, lots of lifts. You know, the mall itself is only two floors, so it makes it very user-friendly. And we have a VIP section for all those iron brands that you have in Diamond Walk. We've got special VIP parking where people can drive up. They have the special VIP car. There's red carpet. There's a guys and tail mats. Plus, we've got supercar parking because people love that. And we think that we've created a very exclusive mall for a very high LSM area out here. And it's a place where people are going to come and enjoy themselves with restaurants, clothing. And we also believe we'll have a big offshoot from the hotel. The people, as you see what's happened in Sandton City and with the Southern Suns, now that they've changed the name, with the hotel being as part as a shopping mall, it's a winner. And the fact that we are almost 95% full in the mall, it's a big demand. We've also got, and I don't want to mention the name, but we've got two of the world's best supercar brands that are anchoring our showrooms. And when the CEO of the company flew in from Italy, they were very, very excited about it. And so imagine you come down in Umhlanga Road, you got this beautiful supercar showroom. You got all these high-end brands. You got the great restaurants. You got the beautiful Radisson Hotel. It's got all the ingredients to be a successful place to visit.
Well, the hotel on the corner there is quite a landmark entrance to your development. I haven't been down to Durban in a while, but from the pictures I've seen, it looks amazing. Thanks for that, Vivian. Just coming back to the broader project, you talked about apartment elements on the hotel itself, on the upper floors, but what about the other two luxury towers as part of the broader development? Is that still in the planning? When are you looking to finalize those two towers?
Thanks, Shiran, for that question, because we've got lots of buyers, they're still involved in that. Just a step back, in this entire complex, we've got 2,860 parking bays. Now, the hotel tower residence is called the Oceans North Tower and the Oceans South Tower. We've had great interest, and, you know, that will be, we're like 70% sold, and that is due to commence by mid-June, and it will finish in December next year. And what we are going to do is keep about 200 units for rental, because the rental stock is in big demand in Umhlanga Rocks. And we're very excited. And as you might be aware, that this entire project, the Oceans Development, won the award for the best curvilinear project in the world 3 years ago at the International Architects Awards. And the whole design is absolutely amazing. It's going to be a real candy to the eye when people look at it. And it's also a very practical development in that the residents can come straight down and almost walk into a Woolworths or a Checkers store, a pharmacy, and take all their groceries up again, back into their apartments. And the demand is great. We're selling about 10 apartments every week. It's absolutely amazing. It's world-class apartments. It's sizable. And we are very, very excited about that. And that rests on top of the mall. And when it's built, people who visit the mall won't even know there's a big structure going over them.
So is it, 500 apartments split between the two towers that will come up next?
Absolutely correct. 250 per tower with a common pool area and a common entry. And, you know, security is a very big issue in South Africa today. And we've got state-of-the-art security for these units, and including the entire mall, because we've got lots of jewelry shops in the mall, and some of the best watch manufacturers are going to be there. So we've taken security to an entire another level in this mall with the residential and the hotel. And we think that when people are in our complex, in the Ocean complex, they'll feel very safe.
Vivian, two more questions before we go or conclude. Don't you want to highlight your joint venture partner in this project? Because I know, you know, everybody thinks of Oceans Umhlanga as just a Vivian Reddy project, but You were looking at the site for a long, long time. It goes back when I was still at the Mercury as a journalist there, and I first reported where you tried to do a deal with Simon Stockley to buy the land. How long has this been in the planning and then go towards your joint venture partner on the project?
Initially, it started off, and your memory is absolutely amazing. There was Sutton Palace Investment, a company where I was a minority shareholder, and that company, then that started about 11 years ago, and then Rob Alexander, who is a well-known property developer from Pietermaritzburg, and I, we got together, and we decided to buy this piece of land. Originally, we were going to on-sell it, service it and on-sell it, and then I had this idea and said, let's create an iconic project. And Rob's very involved with lots of projects. He's well known in the property industry and in the development. We had to, given the economic climate and what was happening, and we brought in the PIC and the Government Investment Pension Fund as our partners also in this, not in the residential, but in overall project. But, Rob and I, we've got a wonderful relationship. And everything's going on extremely well. And I've become the face of the business, and I'm actually leading the development. And we've got a wonderful team of about 64 individuals involved. And we are very, very excited about the outcomes of this project. And everyone in Umhlanga Rocks, with the opening of the Radisson Blue, the oceans is now in a positive mood. Everyone's excited, and everyone's waiting for this great mall to open in October next year.
That, I suppose, is the next big thing. Last question I have to ask. You're focusing on this. It's, the towers will come up at some stage. But Oceans Umhlanga is your biggest property project to date. After this is complete, what's next for you as a property developer? I know you are a partner with Sun International on Sibaya, so what else can we look forward to from a new development perspective?
Well, I don't know. You know, what is important for your listeners to know, this whole Oceans Umhlanga project, during construction, right up to date, we employed 16,000 people and permanent jobs, about 3,500. Now, important to create those jobs. So after the Oceans, which was a major project, we're embarking on the 1.2 billion oasis at Sibaya, on the land right next to Sibaya. We're putting an amazing residential project and maybe timeshare there also on that land. And then our project in Quadiguza, we're building 300 homes, a 10,000 square meter value center and a hotel. Quadiguza does not have a hotel, and yet it has 500 people, and we expand them all. So all in all, we'll be spending about another 3 billion rands in the next 2.5 years in the economy, and we'll be creating something like another 3,000 jobs for much needed jobs for this province. And as the opportunities come, we will continue building. We believe, I've got lots of confidence in this province. I've got a lot of confidence in this country. We've got lots of problems, but we believe as property developers, we've got to invest and create jobs and continue being positive. There's more rights in this country than wrongs. And I focus on the way forward, and I believe that we must help to contribute and make South Africa a better place by putting our money in and creating projects that create jobs.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time, Vivian. That was Vivian Reddy, the joint developer behind the Oceans Umhlanga mega development.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu, brought to you by Brawl Property Group. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories. The Property Pod. MoneyWeb, your trusted source for business and investment insights.